and they would have headed back. In the meantime, anybody that would have died during that period would have been cremated and they would have been put into a jar. They would have come back up to where we were tonight, and you're now at Halloween. And the Druid priests would be there, and they would be calling for the gods to come down and greet those dead that had died during the year. Because this was the time the Druids believed you could talk to the gods. The people there would have coloured themselves in blue, because not only could they talk to the gods in their own mind, but their enemies, and their, when they could talk to their relations, their enemies could also contact them. So they covered themselves in blue, dark blue, to protect themselves from the enemies. They would have feasted that night, and they would have called on the gods to welcome in their relations into it. Only the very highest would be buried in the tomb. The very, very highest. The rest would continue down that road, down to the beach, straight out Craden Head. They would come down to the 40 steps that were cut in the stone by the Druids, beside the cave that is there. The cave would be to the underworld. Each of the ashes would have been put into the water. Now, whether that ash was to float away to the west with the tide going out, because it was specifically put where the strength of the tide was to carry it, would it have carried the ash off towards the Isle of Don, where the gods of Don were buried? Or was it to go into the cave, into the underworld? I don't know. But they would have then continued back, and they would have given their winter right by the seaside, living, collecting shells and doing the many things that they do. I did say to you that the wealth of archaeology around this area is unbelievable. We did have Americans that came in 1982. They done a little bit of field work, and what the finds, it was unbelievable that they found in the Lake of Flint and that. We never touched that. As Irish people, we never touched that. We always seem to start our history as Christianity, or in 1916, or the coming of Cromwell. We never seem to give much time to a real past, which is very, very sad. But in saying that, the wealth of material that's still in our grounds is unbelievable to this day. I just brought a couple of small little things that I found on the beach of Woodstown, and just above it. A couple of hours walking in total, and the different things that were discovered. This is a stone used by Mesolithic man, woman actually, for grinding corn. It's two holes put in it for a grip, and with a ground the corn. This is a stone that had put holes put into it, and again, it was used for crushing, as you can see at the end of it. It was used for crushing, more than likely shells. Shells would have given calcium. Calcium would have been a big thing, and would have probably been traded by these people that would be moving back inland in the summertime. They would have bought bags of calcium. They would have probably bought sea lion with them, and they would have been trading it. Again, this is another hammer, and you can see again the edge where it was done for crushing shells, and it was just used for that purpose. That's the stone axe. More for defensive purposes rather than for cutting, because it most of the stone axes for cutting would have been done with flint, but this one is not. Then, this stone here is a stone that would have been used for weights. Could have been used for weighting down skin. It's got holes through it. It could have been used for holding down traps for fishing. It could have been used for many, many things. I found countless of those all over in the same area. On top of that, in the field above it, were all these flints, various flints. This flint had been napped home numerous times. Would have probably started off with a big bulb and ended up down at that. 5,000 years ago, somebody had that in their hands, and they were making tools, instruments for cutting.